This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We are in the gum.
That's what we say every time we see.
Yeah, you guys, meet you at the gum later.
Meet you at the gum. Y'all in the gum? That's damn right we're in the gum. Punch it!
It's time for Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Open the door, get on the floor. Everybody listen to the podcast some more. It's Punch Up the Jam.
Jimmy, how long did you write that for?
I thought of this while the theme song was playing. I'm upset that you thought that was written.
It was so many rhymes.
It was a pre-written phrase.
Wow.
Open the door, get on the floor, everybody walk the dinosaur.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Welcome to Punch
I don't
Up
know
the
how
jam.
To follow that.
Who are you?
My name's Miel. What is your name, sir?
Oh, I'm Demi. Hello.
Can you tell me a little bit about what this podcast is and why we're here?
I fucking have to, yeah. What we do here on Punch Up the Jam is we like to talk about songs. Popular songs, songs you know, songs you might have forgotten, songs you might have never known, but they're floating in your orbit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we like to dissect them. We like to talk about what's crazy about them. And then we like to turn those crazy things into something a little bit better with our own punch up.
Right. Yeah. That is, you did it.
That's what we do here on this show.
Speaking of doing things.
Oh, sure. Speaking of verbs.
Yes.
I have another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, I really don't have a segue. Christine?
Oh, I thought you
is
were going to say it's
Christine
called
a verb?
Introducing
It's called introducing a guest.
Let's do that right now.
Woo! You know her from her YouTube channel, Christine Sidelko, and her podcast, Don't Mess. It's, you guessed it,
Christine Sidelko!
Pause for effect, pause for effect.
Pause for effect doesn't work on a podcast.
So Christine, tell me about why you wanted to do Cowboy Take Me Away, because this is actually our first country song, and I'm very excited you picked it.
Unless you count Party in the USA, and I don't.
And I do.
Who does?
Well, I think it wasn't what I originally intended. I do really, really love it. I think I said Not Ready to Make Nice. I should have said Wide Open Spaces, because that one I can relate to more.
Ooh.
But honestly, instrumentally, lyrically, and I'm going to say vocally, Cowboy Take Me Away is their best song.
Are the
in
other
my book.
Songs you mentioned also Dixie Chicks?
Oh my God, Demi, yes.
Yes, this is all.
I don't know the fucking Dixie Chicks.
This is all within the Dixie Chick fandom.
Got it.
We call ourselves the Dixers, the Dixie Cups.
I've been calling myself a Dick Chick this whole time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm also one of those.
That.
But
this song came out in 1999. Demi, I cannot believe you don't know Dixie Chicks.
I really
do you want
don't
me to
have...
know. Do you want me to know how old I was when that came out?
No.
I would love for you to know that.
I do know.
Well, then I'm proud of you.
Cool.
Would you like to tell us?
No.
Hey, some things you gotta say for yourself.
I was 5.
Oh wow.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I was 10 and this hit me right at the right moment.
I was 7, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, right between y'all.
So this song
Yeah.
It was such an iconic moment.
Oh, it's so good.
It like really brought country into kind of like a general audience.
Oh, it's so you're so right.
It really did. And what's so cool about it too is I didn't know this. The violinist Marty. Well, first of all, did you know
Marty McGuire?
It's two siblings.
Yeah.
And then Natalie, the lead singer.
Yeah.
I did know that.
And they changed their last names.
What
and
do you
I
mean?
Can't figure out
oh,
why.
Oh, I didn't know why. I knew they were. I thought it was because one of them got married.
Well, they changed it before they got married. Marty and Emily Irwin were their names, and
Marty
then they both changed
McFly?
Them. To different things. Yeah, right, exactly. She actually co-wrote the song, which I think is very cool, with a guy named Marcus Hummin. So the song's title is actually derived from a famous slogan used in commercials for Calgon Bath and Beauty products, which is shocking to me.
You know what's funny is when you said we were doing this song, I literally thought you were miss saying Calgon Take Me Away, because I know these commercials and I have never heard of this song. I have them right here.
Calgon, take me away!
Indulge yourself in Calgon luxury.
They drove her crazy so quickly, too. It was just like the phone rang at the same time that a kid screamed and the dog barked, and she was like, that's too much.
Calgon! It was like a trigger. It was like a. It was like they hit the right...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
kind of like in that one movie, Back to the Future.
Yes.
The other Calgon commercial is pretty much the exact same idea.
Calgon?
Calgon.
C-A-L-G-O-N.
It sounds like cowboy even.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It sounds like a Star Trek computer.
The traffic.
I can't read
the
that.
The boss. The baby. The dog. Does it? Calgon, take me away.
Lose your cares in the luxury.
I was going to say, lose your kids at the mall and go to the food court.
You can claim it was an accident.
Yeah.
I think that's the coolest inspiration source for a song I've maybe ever heard, though.
A bath salts commercial?
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
Also, they even copied like the exact wordage. They just changed it to cowboy.
Yeah.
Which explains a lot, but we'll get into that later.
It's like if I wrote a song called, like, Break Me Off a Piece of That, My Wife Is...
And that's how they wrote Borat?
Yeah, no. If you wrote a song about your wife and just said, well, it's not Kit Kat anymore, it's My Wife.
Break Me Off a Piece of My Wife.
Yeah.
So is this, like, a murder anthem?
Look, I don't know. They got time to write their song. I had to do it on the spot. You right. Leave me alone.
Yeah, get
I
want to
write mine
week.
About Johnson & Johnson bath products.
Well, there
What's
you go.
What's their slogan?
Johnson & Johnson, wash your baby in us.
No, wash your baby in us?
Wash your baby this inside of us.
A turn. I think we have to mention the controversy if we're going to talk about Dixie Chicks, though, which is only getting more insane with time. In 2003, in a London concert, actually only 9 days before we invaded Iraq in 2003.
Oh, this is what Not Ready to Make Nice
is about. Yeah. So she was doing a concert right before we invaded Iraq in 2003, and she said, here's her quote, okay? Just so you know, we're on the good side with y'all. We do not want this war, this violence, and we're ashamed that the president of the United States is from Texas.
I remember
yes.
that.
In London, Woke she queen. Said this.
Oh, well, that's dumb of her.
Well, I mean, it's not even here.
Like, yeah.
Weird. She was playing to her audience. It went well. But for some fucking reason, it became a huge news story in America, and it literally derailed their career. All yeah. their advertisers dropped them. No one would touch them, and it bottomed out completely.
It's because country is very focused on the idea of, well, I guess American country is very focused on America as the center of
the
all
world.
Of the, well, all of every theme of country, and it's just kind of like you can't. It's like if I were to make a rap song and then go out and be like, by the way, black people are causing trouble. And it's like, you can't really do that.
Yeah, but I mean, she literally, at least there got death threats.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not supportive of what happened. I'm just saying I get why it happened. It sucks. I'm completely on the Dixie Chicks side. I just am like understanding why.
Is it bad? I'm kind of glad it happened because then we got the song out of it.
Not Ready to Make Nice.
It's so fucking good.
And like they got the last laugh ultimately because even though they didn't get to go to like the country music awards anymore, they instead won a bunch of Grammys.
Yeah,
so.
That song was, I think it like held the record. I don't know if it still does, but it's like the number one for like the most weeks in a row. It was for like 30, it was like insane amount. I remember because
really?
I used to watch VH1 Video Countdown every morning with my mom and they would say it every fucking Sunday for like every week. It was the number one. I was like, damn.
It makes sense. Like, people
love
a comeback.
Oh, the video is so good with, like, the white picket fence and, like, the black dresses and, like, the strings. It's so good.
Yeah, also, like, I just think the world wasn't ready for the Dixie Chicks. Like, three women who all play instruments and sing like angels and write their own songs. I mean...
But they were big.
They were big until that moment.
Yeah.
I'm trying... But now people are appreciating them. People... I'm trying to do my part to spread the good word.
I know you are. You chose them.
I tweet about them, too.
And I'm glad that you've come on this podcast.
Yes, I've come to speak my truth.
I feel like we got to get into the song now after that.
Let's do it.
Yes. Oh, dude, it sounds like it could be a Fleetwood Mac song. This beginning.
Oh, Take Me Away.
And the strings come in.
Bitch.
Oh, here's my favorite part. You don't know this song, really?
I don't know this song.
It's so good. I want to touch the earth.
You've never heard that before.
Oh, I mean, I've heard it today, and today for the first time.
Did you love it?
I am ambivalent. I haven't heard it enough times to register an opinion.
You are evil.
That's fair. I'll accept
that. So you're like, I agree.
You don't get like a knee-jerk response just from the instrumentation?
Well, so from the beginning instrumentation, I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then when the violin comes in, I'm just like,
It's just tender and sweet, yeah. And it feels like, I say this so often, but I feel like I'm in a meadow. And I like that vibe.
On a blanket made of stars. A pillow of blue bonnets.
Yeah, exactly.
On a blanket made of stars.
Demi doesn't know what we're talking about yet.
I don't. And I think, is that a One Republic song?
It's a lyric that's coming up.
I know.
Oh, really?
No, I had the lyrics here.
Friends, all the right places, guys. Too late to apologize.
Like that one Friends in Low Places song. See, I know country.
See, I know my country.
I should know way much more about Dixie Chicks being from Texas.
Yeah,
but
and you grew up in Texas. This
correct.
Is so confusing to me.
I don't know what to tell you. I didn't listen to country. I don't really have any friends that were like brazenly listening to country, so I didn't hear it.
What were they listening to?
Fuck if I remember.
Papa Roach, baby.
Yeah.
It was exclusively.
Just the one Papa Roach song.
I said, I want to touch the earth. Ooh. I want to break it in my hands. I want to grow something wild and unruly.
Oh.
I like those lyrics.
Right?
Yeah. I told you it's a beautiful fucking song.
That's poetry.
That's like legitimately poetry.
That's like the poetry I found in my mom's fucking basement next to her aptitude test in
what?
17 years old. I forgot what it said and where the story was going.
But you found it.
Basically, my mom wrote poetry and I found it.
Was your mom in the Dixie Chicks?
And I'm really sorry, Mom. I broke your trust. I violated your trust. And I just...
You've doxed your own mother. Is that just basically saying I want to... I feel like it's like gardening almost.
I think it's a Pocahontas type mentality, I feel like.
Yeah, and I think even a step further than gardening, because gardening is about controlling nature, and I think when she says, I want to grow something wild and unruly, it's like, nah, I want to be uncontained.
Sure.
I want to be free.
I want weeds in my garden.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to get
Shut up,
on.
Karen. I don't pay HOA anymore. I am off the grid, bitch. These are solar panels, honey.
I was thinking originally when I heard this as a kid that I want to break it in my hands, like she was trying to destroy the planet. I was like, why do you want to crush the earth? This is a little spooky, right?
Because it's become wild and unruly and we need to start over.
I want to burn some ants with a magnifying glass.
She also has like the most gorgeous tone, right? Like her voice?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yes, agree. A hard agree. Yes, please.
I want to sleep on hard grit in the comfort of your arms on a pillow of blue bonnet. Made of stars, oh, it's...
Okay, how do you feel about pedal steel steel guitar?
Is that the one that's going?
Yeah,
I like it here. I usually, it's so distracting a lot of times because it just feels. It sounds like a rubber band.
It to me sounds a little bit like a cat,
like a feral alley cat.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I think it gives it an air of mystery and sex appeal.
This song does
like
say...
Like Scat Cat from Paula Abdul's
Opposites
hit,
Attract.
Opposites Attract, which I regret not choosing.
Well, that's an unpunchable jam.
True.
This song does say Cowboy Take Me Away featuring the Aristocats. So that might be what that is.
But did you ever see them actually play? They're fucking worthless.
What, the Aristocats?
The Aristocats?
They have no tempo.
No, they can't keep rhythm to save their life. Every time a fish walks by...
I can't tell... I don't understand why anyone wants to be a cat.
Nice, dude.
I want to sleep on the hard...
Hey, dude. Nice.
Should I... Okay,
can I get a high five?
Real quick.
Yeah, dude. Thanks. Nice, dude.
Okay.
Friendship is a delicate thing, you see. And...
We're actually enemies.
love it.
That's why we high-fived so hard.
Yeah, we do this for money.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's
we are so rich. I want to sleep on the hard ground in the comfort of your arms on a pillow of
blue bonnets and a blanket made of stars. Oh, it sounds good to me.
Yeah, I like
that
it a lot.
Feels too sexual.
Yeah.
I did it first.
I took it too far.
I love those fucking lyrics, man. And maybe it's the horse girl in me. My hair is in a braid right
100%
now.
100% the horse girl in me. No, I'm kidding.
I would, if the only thing stopping me from being a horse girl is the
horse.
Not hatred, but I don't like horses. They kind of freak me out.
Oh, see, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think it's arguably the most important. I have the girl part.
Sure. I like the blue bonnets line because it reminds me of Texas. But aside from that, I mean, it's just like the state.
Is it an
ice cream flower?
It's the state flower?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, those shits are growing wild all around
them
Texas.
Shits
wild and unruly.
Wild and unruly.
Wild and unruly.
This entire
folks.
Song is just about blue bonnets.
So maybe we solve the mystery immediately. The
There's
wild
a mystery?
Unruly thing was the blue bonnets.
Ooh. Okay, I want to sleep on the hard ground in the comfort of your arms. Seems contradictory.
Well, a little bit.
You
for
seem
me,
resistant to change.
Correct.
For me, the vision's getting a little skewed now because I was like, I thought this was like a fierce, independent, like witchy woman thing. And now you're mentioning another person and it's a little
Shut
different.
Up.
Well, it could be.
I don't want any criticism. I did not know we were going to criticize.
Oh, then you should
oh, you,
not
this
have
is
come.
The, yeah.
I run out the window. Anyway. Carry on. Sorry, I told you shut
I
up.
Feel like you can be a witchy woman and also be with someone.
Maybe
you know?
True. Also, the blanket made of stars, I'm kind of like...
It's a now, little like 7th grade poetry class. Like,
well, it just kind of, like, to me, it's a little confusing. So I'm like, the pillow, the blue bonnets, you're on the earth. But then the blanket's made of stars. And if you have, it's on, if it's on you, it...
I think it's just suggesting that it's like with the sky above us and the ground below
okay,
us.
But at what point is it not a blanket on you anymore if it's a million miles
like,
away from you?
It's like forever trapped in that state where you like flip the blanket off and like you wait for it to come down.
Never comes down.
Never comes down. And that in itself is a metaphor.
Here's my question. is the closest thing to a blanket just whatever is immediately above you?
Ooh, so question. Is the ceiling a blanket?
I would say if you don't have anything on you, then you could call the ceiling a blanket, but also you might not. You'd be wrong.
A lot of artistic license.
Sure.
The only ceiling I know is the glass ceiling, and I am scratching at it, clawing desperately
yes,
to break through.
The glass ceiling is the ultimate blanket.
Oh no, I hate that.
You should tweet
it's
that.
It's a glass ceiling for women and a blanket for men.
Yeah, it's a gravity blanket holding us down.
And a Viagra pill
well,
for
that's
men.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good metaphor. You should tweet that.
Oh, I will never tweet that the glass ceiling is a blanket for men. Oh, how
sense.
Comforting it is to know that there's a glass ceiling.
Second question on the blanket conversation. Do blankets have to be rectangular or square?
No.
I don't.
So any shape is a blanket.
I don't like labels.
I'm just asking, are your pants a blanket?
No.
Why not? Huh?
Because
they're pants, and yeah, that's all I'm going to say about it.
You don't
it.
Wear a blanket places.
I don't have time for this. Man. Me distracting everything. Oh, I don't have time for that.
If I put my pants on me, but I'm not wearing them, are they now a blanket?
Oh, yes.
Perhaps.
So it's anything that's on you is a blanket.
I think anything on you that is also, like, movable and is not, like, permanently affixed to you for a period of time. Like if
everything on you ever, including a watch, is a blanket.
No. I'm saying like it's something that if you were to move, it is not attached to you.
Yeah, but only things attached to you are your body.
My phone.
That's not true. Your pants are attached to you when you wear them.
Yeah, you take them off. No, they're not.
That's what, but you have to take
don't,
them
don't
off.
Take them off. Don't take them off.
I'm saying you have
Christine,
to.
Christine, I'm going to take them off.
No.
I'm saying if you can move and the thing will not remove itself in the process of you moving from place to place, then it's not a blanket.
I'm just curious because blanket being a star has raised some questions about the definition
of
blanket.
Oh, naturally, yes. This is where the conversation was going to head anyway.
Now, here's my next question. The introduction lines talk about her like wanting to have some sort of physical connection with the earth in a way that sounds like she's wanting to grow something. And this is just like, oh, I want to go sleep under the stars.
Yeah,
are these two
just
separate ideas or is it just
no.
kind of okay.
It's all one perspective.
She want to do both,
yeah.
I think.
Huh.
She's just like, I just want to get the fuck out of the city. I want to be in the wild. I don't want to be near anything
man-made.
Oh, that
reminds me. I just want to get to my favorite part already. Oh, it's so good.
It is so good.
You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, yeah.
Demi doesn't.
Is it the part where she says, I don't have a joke.
Where she's, I don't want to ruin it.
Fiddle dum dum, fiddle dee dee.
So it sounds good to me. I said, cowboy, take me away.
I like this part. The acoustic guitar feels very, like, almost like chimes. It's so high-pitched.
It might be a mandolin.
It's so tinny. It might be a mandolin.
Yeah.
It's probably it's a mandolin.
I'm not
it might
sure.
be a traveling bard with his lute.
You're thinking of Traveling Soldier, another great Dixie Chicks
song.
Oh,
dude, that instrumental is insane.
So they have a song about soldiers, too?
Yes, it has so many words, and they're so impressive if you memorize them all.
You know, I'm
I don't,
starting
I actually don't know that one. I know a lot of songs, but I don't know that one.
Would you like
well.
A taste?
Absolutely not.
If I may. 2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down at a booth. A cafe there gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair.
Ho!
I'll stop.
Hey!
I'm laughing.
You're like Migos over there.
No, I was trying to do Lumineers.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm along with you.
The white people version of Migos, perhaps.
Yeah, Lumineers are the white Migos.
I should tweet that. No, but I'm not gonna.
Now that you've mentioned they have a song about soldiers, my theory that the Dixie Chicks are the white Destiny's Child is fitting.
They collabed with Beyonce.
And DC. DC.
What's
Dixie
DC?
Chicks, Destiny's Child.
District of Columbia.
I need a soldier in here. Where they at?
Where they at? Take That's care of me. Where they at?
Oh, I should have done that.
Now, who is the Beyonce of the Dixie Chicks?
Natalie.
Wow, right off the damn.
The singer,
okay.
Right?
The sisters. Okay, so apparently the sisters had founded this band and been in it for like 10. No, I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, don't they have
five
members?
Years?
I feel like they changed.
Oh yeah,
members.
No, the two, the only consistent two
LaToya
were the two
and
sisters.
LaToya.
Okay, because I don't know them that well. I just like their musical. I don't really know that much about them.
You're a fan, not a stan.
Yeah.
Same.
Cool.
And even then, briefly between the ages of 10 and 13.
Oh, it's an ongoing thing for me.
Well, but honestly, I think it holds up. Listening to that, I'm like, wait, this sounds beautiful.
I listen to this. I have a playlist on Spotify. It's called I'm Quirky. Everyone go follow me. but I listen to it in the car like all the time. And it has, yeah, I love this song.
Those three-part harmonies are fucking gorgeous.
They're really good.
I was having the hardest time picking them apart trying to do this goddamn punch up.
I don't even know what harmony means, and I agree. For sure. And I don't want to know.
I won't tell you.
Yeah, this isn't an information.
Literally tried to understand that word. Like, people have said, I can't, literally just, I'm physically incapable of grasping.
So you know how there's fifth harmony?
Yeah, but a now they know harmony.
Is five times that.
Cool.
We're harmonizing right now.
Oh, are we?
Oh, it's where it's same time, upper, higher, talking voice? I don't know.
A harmony is basically a musical jinx.
What's a jinx?
Like a jinx, you owe me a Coke. It's what Miel's trying to do and not doing very
well.
Oh,
I thought it was Garth and Kat from SNL.
She said, I said at the top of the song, and then she said, I said again.
I love a song that goes, I said, oh, I love it.
But like, when did you say it?
It's like if Foghorn Leghorn was singing a country song.
I said,
cowboy, take me away.
I'm also okay.
Very good.
I have to now be a little more critical, and I'm so sorry for this, but
how dare you?
Cowboy, take me away. Fly. Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue. Does she know what a cowboy is?
Yeah.
Unicorn cowboy, like you ignorant.
It sounds like she's describing a pilot.
Space cowboy.
By NSYNC.
If you wanna ride, you come and take a ride. Take a space ride with the cowboy.
I thought you talking about the movie.
Also by NSYNC.
Space Jam.
Starring
Space
Tommy Lee Jones.
Space Chris Up the Jam.
We should do a podcast called Space Up the Jam where we just take songs and say, how would they use this in Space Jam?
Yeah.
Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue.
This would be like Lola like staring longingly at Bugs.
Do you think there's a sex scene in Space Jam?
I think there should be.
You're right.
And off I'll camera there was.
My chat
That's
board.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, you know behind the scenes Lola and Bugs were getting it on. It feels like it's the first line that is more about her emotions and just like, oh, I want to feel closer to the sky.
Oh my God, orgasm. Spiritually. Orgasm. It's symbolic. Probably. She's saying, make me come, dude.
Yeah.
Cowboy, take me away. That's what she says when he starts going down on her. He goes, cowboy, take me away.
All right, come
Blast
on.
Off, baby.
Blast off, baby.
Three, two, one.
Set me free, oh, I pray. Closer to heaven above and closer to you. Maybe this is about an orgasm.
If it's not about an orgasm, what is it about?
Religion?
It's, God, yeah.
Well. Genuinely, I think it's either about an orgasm or religion, which for some people is the same. I think that the closer to heaven above and closer to you is probably like, I wonder if it's like, you know, the idea of marriage and how it's a religious
sexy thing, yeah.
Very religious, very, very sexy. But I think it's like closer to heaven is just like embracing our religion and what's it called?
Mormonism?
No, what's it called when you consummating our relationship?
I really wish that I could ask them because I do want to know what they were intending when they wrote this because it's so ambiguous that it really can be read a lot of ways.
And
go ahead.
I was just going to say, and a lot of the song otherwise is not as ambiguous.
No,
like it's all
paints
poetic.
A very clear picture of this girl that's like, I just want to be wild.
Right.
And which I think is super relatable.
And yeah. What do you think this is, Mio?
Oh, God. I think she doesn't know what a cowboy is.
I think I'm distracted by the bug.
What do you think that she thinks a cowboy is?
Well, I said it in the punch-up, so I won't tell you.
Okay.
But to me, it sounds, now knowing that they wrote this off a commercial slogan and they were just looking for a two-syllable word that ends with take me away, I'm like, oh, I see why this cowboy thing came in. But I'm like, if you're going to say cowboy, give me cowboy imagery.
Baby, take me away.
Like, let's ride into the sunset. Or
that's
like,
very true.
Right? Like,
what if they're riding? What if it's like the end of Greece?
That's not a cowboy. That's a greaser.
It's a cowboy version of a greaser.
The word cowboy is being used way too liberally here.
Well, it's a that's country true. Song. I feel like it's very appropriate.
Yeah, but she doesn't describe a cowboy. She describes an astronaut.
But she doesn't say fly me in a spaceship.
Into the wild blue.
Maybe she just is really misinformed about what a horse does.
That's true. She might not know what a horse
she
is.
She might be the opposite of a horse girl.
She thinks they're Pegasus.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I saw Hercules. That's what a horse is. I want to walk and not move. Ooh, high drums. I want to skip and not fall. I want to look at the horizon and not see a building standing tall. I want to be. My
Oh, I love it. I love it. Ooh. Oh, I love it. It gives me chills. I love it.
What'd you say?
I said I really like this part.
Isn't it good?
It's my favorite part.
Lyrically aside, I just think that the way she sings that line and not see a building standing tall, it's like she sets up a rhythm for how she says the three lines before, and then she like does that thing where she carries the words over the like 4-4 time. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, that I like that whenever it happens in a song.
Yeah, where they sing over the end of the bar.
Yeah.
I love that too. I also love that drum beat that's playing, which I've never... Can you play the top of that clip again? It's really cool.
Oh, like the real quick double time?
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like royalty-free, like iMovie music.
I think it's because that's what we made drums sound like at this time.
Probably.
Everyone was producing drums to sound like fake and shitty. I'm not saying they sound good. I just like the beat.
I do feel like a lot of times when people make music in some sort of like digital workstation now, it sounds so much like music from 15 years ago because all of the music now that's made only digitally just sounds like it's like we just copied the stuff that we finished years ago.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening there. It's interesting though. I wasn't expecting it. It could be Hot Rods, yeah. Or it could just be playing super light. I don't know. I'm not a fucking drummer, man.
I want to walk and not run. I want to skip and not fall.
I think
she's
just clumsy and wants to like...
Yeah, that's interesting. I want to walk and not run, I get. It's like, take your time. And then she's like, I want to skip and not fall. I'm like, wait, that doesn't seem related or hard.
She wants
get
to
get some heel, like ditch the heels, I guess.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe she wears too crazy of shoes to do that in her regular life.
Maybe.
Or maybe she's like, I want to find hard ground where there are no holes.
Basically, I want to fall really hard on the hard ground and get so fucked up. That I think a cowboy's flying into the sun.
That's
one theory. Yeah, that could work. We could try to track that.
It's about drugs, actually. That's it.
Every
song. Oh my god, it could.
She wants to hit rock bottom.
It
well,
could.
Looks like it's time for our favorite segment. Is it about sex or is it drugs?
Oh,
the cowboys. Cowboys the nickname of her drug dealer.
Ooh.
And she's saying, take me away. So she's buying drugs. And
it's
she's
all set
like,
in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah. And so she's like, he's like, what do you want? She's like, cowboy, take me away. And he's
you
like,
know,
oh.
Fly me as high into that wild blue, that meth.
And then she takes out the samurai sword.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, set me free. I play closer to heaven because she might die and closer to you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, now we got a secret.
Yeah. That's why she wants to go out in nature when she's high because that's the best place to be when you're high, dude.
And also because ain't no cops in nature.
Yeah.
No knocks.
You can just dig a little hole for 10 hours and be like, this is what I'm meant to do, and no one's going to judge you.
The only narcs in nature are narcotics.
Do you think there are, like, opioids in nature?
Yeah, if you're looking in the right places.
Rhubarb leaves are poisonous, hunty.
You're right.
But can you smoke them?
You can smoke anything.
Die.
That's very true.
You won't live, necessarily.
But who wants that anymore?
I want to look at the horizon. And not see a building standing tall.
I want to be the only one. For miles and miles.
I like that
except
line.
Except for maybe.
No, let her finish. She needs to
and
get this
your
out.
Simple smile.
Okay. All right. That was great.
I do like that it's like so much, like so many poetic lines where you have to interpret what it's meaning. And then one that's just so clear. Like, yeah, I just want to get out of the city.
Yeah. It reminds me of Mountains Beyond Mountains by Arcade Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Just like fuck people for a minute, you know? Fuck
I mean,
civilization for
maybe
a minute.
That's what she's trying to do when she gets with Cowboy.
Yeah, fuck
she
civilization.
She calls him Cowboy because she's fucking him for the drugs.
Yeah, they have a weird like sexual thing.
She's riding him like
it's
a
both
cowboy.
Our ideas combined.
Yes, it's both sex and drugs.
And if you play it backwards, like reverse cowboy, it says Satan will rise.
Ooh, shit. We got some Paul is Dead stuff on this
yes,
track, too.
Bitch.
I also like love I want to be the only one for miles and miles, except for maybe you.
Maybe you.
Wait, my favorite line of song. And your simple smile.
He's like,
is
it's
he
like,
dumb?
He's like, he's like, hey guys.
He's one tooth. What does that fucking mean?
Absolutely dumb.
Yeah, it's like she's singing a love song to him in which she calls him simple. That's so mean.
I think his smile grounds her. It simplifies life.
If you were dating somebody who is like, I love that simple smile, would you feel good about that?
Nah.
What does that mean?
Like, most smiles are so complex. They've got all these shapes and whatnot. Yours is just a straight up triangle. It's like Calvin and Hobbes when Calvin's smiling.
I thought you were going to say because there's no teeth in it.
Yes.
They have all these shapes, you know, rectangles. They're white. They're hard.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Chiclets. Yours, however, just red. All red.
It's like watching a 90-year-old man smile.
Okay, back to the meth head idea. Her boyfriend has no teeth.
Dude, cool. This is all so real for me right now.
It's coming
sounds
together.
Good to me.
Sounds so good to me.
So it sounds good to me.
Here we go, baby.
I like that the drums pick up, but they're still very simple.
Oh, and the drums are like, boom, ba-ba, ba-ba-ba, boom, boom.
And then they go right back to being quiet.
They really, like, lead you to believe it's going to be a lot bigger than it is.
Give me a little taste. Get you excited.
Yeah. Right, it does. It works.
Just like,
treat back in your show.
Just like a drug dealer does. They're like, yeah, this one's on the house, because they know you'll be back, and then you'll pay any price.
They know. True.
Cowboy, take me away.
Wow, they really put this concept even through to the production of the song.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you listen really carefully, it's not a steel guitar. It's a man screaming.
It's a man screaming for drugs, and they slowed it down by 800%.
I love the way I don't know what it is. The fiddle, I guess,
mm-hmm.
brings us into the chorus too. It like it kind of like sings to us.
Let me hear that. Though it sounds
good to me. Oh, it does. Yes, it sounds so good
to me. Yeah.
Fucking drum roll.
You know what I will
me.
Say? The fiddle, when I listen to it specifically, I'm just kind of like, this sounds like coffee commercial music.
Aww.
Oh, the incest
not
one.
Boy. I know what you're talking about and I hate that I do.
It's like that we it's universal. It. Everyone who's like people who haven't even thought about incest or even knew what it meant, they're like, those two want to fuck each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like toddlers were like, that's sexual tension.
Look,
yeah.
Some brothers
Game of Thrones ripped it off.
Just have a natural chemistry.
Don't advocate for it.
I'm not advocating for it. I'm defending it.
I like that she adds the yes and she takes the way that I said.
Yes. It sounds so good to me.
She gives us the room for that sweet drum. Can we just listen to the drum roll again? It's so funny,
You
man.
Love a drum roll.
They're so cheesy.
They are. I like them. It does. They sound so fake.
It does sound like a karaoke.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds insane. And it doesn't make any sense to me, too, with the rest of the production on the song. I'm like, wait, what's that in there?
I mean, it was 1999.
It is entirely possible that they self-produced this and were like, we're not going to pay for a drummer, so let's just
really?
Do this. I mean, it's possible.
They had a pretty big budget at this time.
I don't think it's likely. I'm just saying. I don't know where this fits in the Dixie Chicks chronology.
Fly.
First time they invented a time machine, we're going back, 1999.
Is that first thing we do with a time machine?
Well, first thing I would do. I'll have to fight pretty hard for it, I believe. But
I've seen
Contact, so I know how to convince a boardroom full of scientists.
That is what that movie is all about.
The key is to fuck Matthew McConaughey.
I love that part. It gets me hyped. Makes me think that they probably are going to fuck, because those drums, that's fucking drums.
They absolutely fucking drums.
Them's fucking drums.
That's why they sound fake, because you're like, they don't want the drummer in the room.
Yeah, and she's about to be like, cowboy, give me some meth.
Yes.
Is that what she's, yeah, it's meth.
Cowboy, give me some meth.
You guys stop, you're going to spoil the punch off.
Sorry.
Oh, did you, oh man. All
right, let's go on.
I keep forgetting about that part. I don't know why. It's like the
point best part.
It's like the podcast.
Let's go on to see what you've gotten so hyped about.
Oh, I love this part. The fiddle breakdown.
Fiddle solo. See, I'm just seeing a cartoon rooster, and it's Folgers telling me to grab a cup in the morning.
And what the hell is wrong with that, man?
Nothing. It's not an insult.
I'm seeing like a morning time in, like, I want to say Ireland in, like, 1850, and the girl is waking
the
up for her
famine.
Day, super
Sorry.
Excited.
Ooh, it's so nice to wake up in this bed. That's racist.
Is it? I think it is a little bit.
I don't know.
Just we'll cut it out just in case.
No, we'll figure it out when we get the emails.
Yeah.
An Anna Green Gables type deal.
Yeah, she's, like, having the best time sweeping the floors with, like, a stick straw broom.
Yeah.
That's what the music is.
I also see that now.
Right?
Now that you've said that, I'm like, yeah, this is far and away.
And there's,
it's like
a little
Amish farm.
It's far and away.
I think she's giving a little piece of cheese to a little mouse, too, in the barn, you know?
I want to churn some butter.
So now it's Fievel, an American Tale?
No, because it's about the girl, not about the mouse. I said I want to touch the earth. See, this time she did say it. I want to break it
in my hand. That bridge got to call back to the main part.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
That was the second adjective.
Take it away, cowboy. That's so pretty.
It is.
Those harmonies are insane.
Do you remember how bold it is to end on a really long instrumental?
It is. It's a strong choice.
But it's a strong instrumental.
It is. Well, because they are good at their instruments.
Only two people could pull that off. Dixie Chicks and Yellow Card.
Oh, my God.
Am I wrong?
Oh,
no.
I was thinking Hoobastank.
No, you're not wrong. They had a violinist in Yellow.
They got that electric violin solo ending the song.
Yeah.
Just like the Dixie Chicks.
Who could forget?
I did.
What? Classic moment in pop culture history.
Is that the Ocean Avenue one?
Yep.
Sure is.
And I think that's the only song I might know by them.
It's the only one of their only good songs. I don't have the whole CD still in my car or anything. That'd be crazy.
Right.
That would be insane.
I love how when she says I said this time, she actually has said it.
So, wait, do you have a problem with the fact that she starts the song by saying, I said?
I actually am quite angry that she starts the song by saying, I said, because truly she didn't say it. And then she says, I said again, before she says another thought that she has not said yet.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad.
It's like if someone is like, oh, did you take out the trash? And you're like, no, you told me you'd tell me. And it's like, I did tell you, but you never did. So you're gaslighting them.
Or, you know, maybe even closer, did you take out the trash? I said I did. You've not said anything yet. You haven't said you did. It's still gaslighting, right?
Still gaslighting.
See, you're writing a fucking gaslighting anthem, Dixie Chicks, that may or may not be about fucking your drug dealer, and now we have a problem.
It's her fault. She's high as fuck. She thinks she said, cowboy, take me away.
Yeah, I said that 30 minutes ago. It's like, we met up 2 minutes ago.
What? 2 minutes? How long have we been smoking this meth?
Also, why is the moon black?
Also, where'd my teeth go?
Also, when did I build this blanket out of all these stars?
I hate that my first impression of banjos was in a Goofy movie because I can't hear them now and not think about that fucking possum stand.
I don't. I think I've seen that movie twice.
I think that's the movie that made me afraid of beatniks.
No, that's just life.
First of all, as really a beatnik, creepy. I'm very offended.
It's don't think we're afraid of you? Why do you think I sit on the other side of the room always?
Yeah, and why he Christine viciously point. Insults me.
He has a point.
Keep her down. She can't
That's
revolt.
For my own entertainment.
She keeps saying you look like a camp counselor so that in her head she's like, if she looks like a camp counselor, she is not a beatnik.
She won't try to smoke pot at me.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like that.
Want me to get me to sign her PETA forms?
Her PETA bread. She wants my autograph.
You don't know what's under this beret, baby.
I don't. Why
Secrets.
Do you wear the beret?
I'm a green beret.
Yeah, the banjo thing reminds me a lot of Goofy movie where they pull over at the scary possum. Like,
yeah, I know. Sure.
Yeah, thank
you.
Is
it like the banjo's playing fat? Like, it's like...
Yeah, it's like an animatronic possums that play like a band like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, like a Rockafire explosion, but in Deliverance
Town? I don't know any of the words you just said.
Rockafire explosion is the band at Chuck E. Cheese. The animatronic band.
Right, Rockefeller Center.
That's yes.
So okay. Funny that you know.
For me, it's like Radiohead, Rockafire Explosion.
Yes.
I don't know after that.
Why do you know that?
I don't know. Cowboy, take me
away. Oh, yes. What's it called where they change the way they sing the same thing?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to. I don't know. I don't have a musical brain.
I don't know if there's a name for it.
Changed it. They just sang it differently. Okay. What's this little solo? Oh, there's now no the more, strings get a turn.
There's no more lyrics. So.
Yeah, we're just listening to music.
Yeah, but it's good.
I suddenly want to like cook corn. Oh shit! It doesn't fade out. No.
No.
It's kind of like a freestyle.
Everybody's getting a turn.
Yeah. They're all very accepting of each other.
I wish there was some scatting.
Cowboys skip a boop a boop skip boop we do doctor give me the man
here I go
mouth.
Here I go again girls shoot. What's my weakness cowboys
if only
I wanted to do shoop
this song should be called shoot as in
meth away from me.
Wow, that I didn't think we were gonna end up where we did on that one.
Oh, in Meth Town?
But I'm glad we did.
You know, it's about the journey. I, now that I'm really thinking about it, like, it does check out a little too well.
What do you mean?
This is either about sex or drugs.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Every song is either about sex or drugs.
Yeah, I just didn't think Dixie Chicks were, too.
Well.
I think it's subconscious, even.
What you think they're keeping in those Dixie cups?
Dicks?
Pedialyte.
Dicks and drugs.
Dicks and drugs.
Yeah.
The two staples in every girl's life.
Ah.
Staples. Buy your, no.
Girls don't like boys, girls like
cars
dicks and
money.
Drugs.
I love Good Charlotte.
Girl, don't get me started.
Joel and Benji Manid from DC. Yeah, they're just like my favorite ever, you know?
They're actually from Maryland.
Whatever, baby.
Trust. I know their birthdays. I know the year they were born.
I would if I remembered, but I got out of the phase too quickly. Like,
you could I would if I remembered about anything.
True, and I do.
Fair.
Yeah, Demi actually probably does remember everything he's ever learned, though.
That is not. I lose I've only remembered the things that I know in the last 5 years.
Okay, so you've been to Chuck E. Cheese in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Are you kidding me? You haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in the last 5 years?
I've literally never set foot in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow. Damn. Bummer for you. Daddy. Everyone at home is laughing at you right now.
Oh, well, good thing I can't hear him. Can't
cry. if I can't hear him, I can't cry about it.
I'll just cry about what I imagine they sound like later. Yeah. Demi, I'm really curious how you feel about this song now. Do you like it? Do you hate it?
I like it. I do think it is it's a beautiful song. I feel like the instrumentation, as wonderful as it is, until it's getting to like the solo territory, I don't care too much for it.
It hangs a while.
It feels a little repetitive, even though they do try to switch it up. It's not switching up enough.
I agree.
But I still, like, the lyrics are beautiful. I feel like the emotion they're trying to get across is so clear, even though it's all based in symbolism. I like it.
It's like the Great Gatsby of songs.
Wow. It very much is.
I despise the Great Gatsby.
So you hate this song?
Yeah.
No. Well, no, I don't.
What if you were just like, actually, I guess I do now that I'm...
Wait, now that we listen to it, like, really? No, I do love it. I love it even more.
I do think the instrumentals are way too long and self-indulgent.
Yeah.
But I think it's a fun song otherwise.
Self-indulgize yourself, you know?
Yeah, it's your song. Go nuts.
Have that Haagen-Dazs ice cream, Mom.
Treat yourself, girl.
Here you go, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
So, Miel, I am curious as to what you could possibly do with a song that's as beautiful as this.
Oh, boy. I don't know that I did a good thing, but I did a thing.
Ooh.
So you rewrote the entire song.
Well, I did like an abridged version. I basically jumped off the idea of she doesn't know what a cowboy is.
Yeah.
So what kind of person doesn't know who a cowboy is? And maybe like what else would they have to say to them?
Ivanka Trump.
We'll see.
You'll see. Let's play it.
You actually sing?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, I love it.
I added harmonies, dude.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Oh my god, I'm so excited, like literally.
The instrumental buildup is so long, it's just like tension.
No, I love it.
I said, I know the truth about the earth that no one wants to understand. And every time I post about it, they unfriend me.
Yes.
But I know that astronauts are either bribed or coerced.
Oh,
and I know about Photoshop and that scientists are real good at it. It sounds true to me. Space cowboy, take me to space. Fly this girl as high as you can to prove the Earth's flat.
Oh, God. I saw it coming.
Let me see that disc shape. Just one pick of this flat Earth and take me right back. I want to show.
It's like a bribe. The whole song's a bribe.
It's like a lighthouse above us all. I want to look at the horizon and see Antarctica is an ice wall. Don't want to be the only one talking about the dome. If I could get that proof, my parents might undisown me. Oh, and maybe finally I could lose my virginity.
Oh, God.
I don't think he's working it.
Cowboy, take me to space. Gravity's an illusion, so it should be easy. Take me for free to debase. The kingpin of the round earth conspiracy. NASA.
I really hate
it. Who's that? Is she scowling at NASA at the end or just being like, yeah?
It's like, I picture with jazz hands.
NASA. Yeah. Exactly.
It felt very Zatarain's.
Interstellar.
Yeah.
Starring Anne Hathaway.
Turned out to be a huge mistake because Google and all that flat Earth stuff really fucked up my Google search engine.
Oh, I can only imagine.
My search history is fucked,
man. It's
like,
error.
Everything I said in there is actually what they believe.
Yeah.
I learned so many insane things.
Your Google search history now is just going to be like anytime you type anything, it's like, do you want these pills? You want to buy some brain pills? You want to join the gorilla mindset?
Do you know that they think that gravity doesn't exist and that the Earth is just propelled constantly through the universe by something called dark energy?
It's so
so Marvel fans.
Easily disprovable that it just makes me like I'm just kind of like, all right, you guys do whatever you want. No one, it doesn't matter.
Even when I was making it, I was like, wait, are Flat Earthers gonna hear this and be like, yes, finally? And then I had to like write in some mean shit so they wouldn't.
Honestly, even if you did and you became like the Flat Earth Queen, I would support that fully.
That's my brand.
It's like
now.
Their campaign song.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm the Flat Earth Queen. I'm going to make my Twitter bio.
I would fully support that. I would.
It sounds like a fitness like Instagram.
A Flat Earth
Queen? Like Flat Tummy Queen. Flat Tummy Tea Queen.
Oh, God.
You ever notice how the fucking Earth is like round? I think real girls are flat.
Please stop body shaming the Earth.
Yeah, I'm trying. Clearly.
Trying to get it to admit that it's fine to be skinny, Earth.
I'm trying to go to space to take a picture of it so skinny I can post legend. It on Facebook.
No one has yet.
I know. They're photoshopped by scientists, of
They're
course.
Too scared. They're too scared.
And astronauts are bribed or coerced. Trust me, I know.
The thing about the Flat Earth conspiracy that gets me so much is the idea that it's like, why, what are they hiding? Why would they be bribed?
No, they think that there's Antarctica is actually the ice wall, and on the other side of it, astronauts have drowned. And NASA is stationed protecting the ice wall to make sure no one can go over there and see it.
Oh, so it's Why? Game of Thrones.
They think
it's Game of Thrones.
No, it's the Truman Show. It's they think
that's
there's
my
a
favorite,
fucking
well, second favorite movie.
They think there's a fake fucking wall with a bunch of people. Oh God. Cool.
With a guy in a beret, a beatnik.
And yeah,
a beatnik is controlling
Phoenix.
The world.
Oh, right. Ed Harris.
And Dixie Chicks are trying to sing and warn us about it.
Ed Harris and the Truman Show, Ed Harrison.
And that's why it's called Reverse Cowgirl.
Either Space Cowboys or
and
Apollo 13.
On it.
The second you said Space Cowboys,
and Tom
I was like,
Hanks.
Oh no! Stop saying it. Don't say it. Don't say
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah, there you go. It's better now.
It is better now because now it's finally a song for the Flat Earth people, which is what the problem with this song was.
And a lot of our fans, I suspect.
Yeah.
It is. We've seen the demographics, and it's 95% Flat Earthers.
It shows that on our Art 19, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah you're like pandering.
Exactly.
Shall we get to the Unpunch Able jams?
I'm ready, baby!
You can't punch this.
Christine,
do you have an unpunchable jam for us?
Define?
A jam that cannot be punched up, a jam that you think is perfect. A
oh,
song
shoot
that
by
you...
Salt and Pepper.
Here I go again, girls, what's my weakness?
Shoot by Salt and Pepper?
Pepper.
No, yeah. Salt and... Well, it's Pepper.
Well, I know, but it sounded wrong coming from me.
Well, I mean...
That's how it's spelled.
I don't mind if you say the hard R.
Oh, Kenny?
Oh, God.
Don't quote me on... I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's funny. Cool. Yeah, no, that song's like the best song I've ever written.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Well, actually, it says the R word, so maybe not. Maybe that's the one punch up.
Uh-huh, just remove it.
Would we to spread the word to N-word?
Every song written before 1994 said the N-word.
That's the year I was born.
I meant R-word, and then it just came out that way.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't even catch it.
No.
I didn't get it
It's
either.
Fine. You just put, just slide that R down to the where I said N in the end.
I'm
We're
like Vanna
good.
White. Like.
Mile?
So oh, is that me?
That is you. I've given you a different name to just fit in with the Flat Earth stuff.
Oh, thanks, man.
Because my conspiracy is that your name is actually Mile, and you're hiding it because you don't want us to think about the distance from here to the other end of the Earth.
Yeah, the anti-moon scrambled up the middle of my name.
Correct.
My name's Inchworm, and I'm tough. I run this prison.
Wait,
are we in a
what?
Prison now?
Or just a new black? I don't know what that's
I don't know. We just had like a disconnect from reality.
Every 10 seconds of this podcast feels like someone edited together two different podcasts.
Yeah. Christine's just on a different podcast right now.
Cowboy took me away.
Oh, I see. Christine got a hiccup with Cowboy before she came.
I'm in the upside down. It's actually about that show that I forget the name.
I hope you get
Seinfeld.
Better.
Yeah.
The upside down. What is your unpunchable jam?
So for me, I can't think of the Dixie Chicks and not think about Bonnie Raitt because they are similar
my
artists
mom
to
loves
me.
Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, I love Bonnie Raitt, girl. She just...
That streak in her hair.
Oh, she's the best, dude. And so I had to pick my personal fave song, well, for the moment anyway, Nick of Time.
What does that song sound like, first of all?
It's like an 80s, like, synthy bop.
Yeah.
Which is surprising from her.
Yeah, it is.
But it's, like, about people needing... more time, life passing you by. The lyrics are actually fucking beautiful and so deeply relatable. And every time I listen to them, I'm like, ha,
Yeah, that's how I feel, Bonnie.
In my head, I'm just hearing Time After Time, and I know that's not that song.
No, this one's more upbeat. It's okay. Good. It's got these great background vocals. Man, it's a good song.
What's the most famous Bonnie Raitt song? Because
Can't Make You Love Me.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm thinking. Is she seeing Everybody's Talking?
Yep. Let's give something to talk about.
I keep confusing her in my head with Bonnie Tyler, which I know is Total Eclipse.
No, Bonnie Raitt's like kind of a bluegrass.
Yeah. She's like female Robert.
I just confuse the Bonnies. I also got Cheaper in the Dozen in my head because of
Bonnie Hunt. Bonnie Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to stand next to her backstage at a show once.
Bonnie Hunt.
Bonnie Raitt.
I wish. Bonnie Raitt.
She brought a dozen funders.
And every musician backstage was fucking geeking, dude. Yeah, she's like great. A legend. Yeah. It's incredible that people in our generation don't really know her.
Yeah, she's not very well recognized.
I know. It's wild, right? Like, people are starting to catch on to Stevie Nicks, but like Bonnie Raitt's still like back there somehow. Demi, what's your Unpunchable Jam?
My Unpunchable Jam is actually a cover song by, I don't know if it's Gillian or Jillian. Jillian, I'll say, Welch. And it's her cover of Radiohead's Black Star.
Painted on the Black Star.
So good. I think it's better than the original, and I really like the original, but it's very twangy. This song reminds me a lot of it, so I wasn't going to pick it, but then I heard this, and I was just like, yeah, what is the country song I love the most? And it's Jillian Welch's.
A cover of Radiohead.
Well, but she does it better than Radiohead. So I.
Whoa!
I just said that!
I didn't hear you!
I think there are multiple songs that have been covered that are Radiohead songs that are better than Radiohead's version.
Do you like the Punch Brothers version of Kid A?
I haven't heard it, but I'll tell you no. I'm not a fan of the Punch Brothers. I don't hate them, it's just not... I can't do the whole four dudes mandolin, strumming, stomping, overall type deals.
Lumineers,
Mumford, and his sons.
They're not like
don't
that.
Don't even get me started on the son.
For real. If it was just the one. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's bad. I'm just like, it's not for me. It's kind of the thing with this song where it's like, I enjoy it, but I don't think it's a song I listen to myself.
Huh, hear ya.
But Jillian Welch's cover of Black Star is so soulful and beautiful and feels like it adds emotion to the song that wasn't really there before. And adds great solos by whoever is playing with her on the recording. But it's so wonderful. I don't know if there is a studio recording of it, because every time it comes up on Spotify, it's just the live version, and I hear the people cheering at the right parts, and it's just like very exciting. But I love it.
Oh, that's such a good pick, Christine. Where can people find you if they want to check out more of your stuff?
The freeway under the overpass on the I live at
you
Boulevard.
Cannot dox yourself.
Oh, Twitter there. I'm on there a lot.
Is your Twitter also Christine Sadelko?
Yeah, C Sadelko. I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be in.
I'm the only Christine Sadelko in the world, so I feel like if you just Google it,
really in the
there
world.
You go.
Yeah, they were the only we're the only ones that spell it like that. There's probably some that are pronounced similar, but
if you want to follow the show, we're on everything at Punch of the Jam. We post pictures on our Instagram with the guests every week. We got tweets too; they're pretty good.
Yeah, you can look at our tweets at Punch of the Jam also.
And if you have suggestions or anything you want to say that's nice only, you can email it to punchofthejam@gmail.com.
And you can listen to the jams and just see our beautiful faces and other things at punchofthejam.com.
I'm also going to tell you one more time: we are going to take September off. So
we're taking a break.
Don't be mad at me.
Yeah,
I can't take it.
You're going to be like, where'd you guys go? And we're going to be all Ross and Rachel on you, just screaming, we were taking a break. And you're going to be like, I didn't know about it.
That was a great last minute tie-in of another TV show.
I am trying to get the record up.
Dave,
I'm worried that we would
Dave Coulier.
Oh, I was like, are you asking me to cut it out?
No, I'm asking you to sing.
To go down on you in a theater?
Yeah. And no, it's a pronounced theater.
Sorry, yeah. A theater.
A theater.
That's it. We can't talk about that now. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.